Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, and I am Reverend Bulla Eastman, and this is Free Inside Ministry, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. On the air with me tonight is my lovely wife, Sister Lynn.
And it is a beautiful worship Wednesday.
And it's a special night because coming in to pinch hit for Pastor Keith Ryder, we've got Pastor Kawakwam, because Monday we had the team in, so we couldn't stop him. He broke the door down, and Pastor Kawakwam from the Lamb of God Church and Bible School Ministries is here this evening, all the way from Eisenberg Church.
Oh, hallelujah. Put me in, coach.
Put him in, coach.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In Hawaii, you are listening to 99.5 FM, The Word, and in Arizona, Grace 91.1 FM. Free Inside is on the air Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m., and streaming is available on 995theword.com in Hawaii and grace911.com in Arizona.
Big shout out and mahalo for tuning in tonight as we send blessings out to the inmates and ACOs in Halawa, Waiawa OCCC, FDC, WCCC, Laumaka, and to Saguaro, Arizona,
Amen.
Where 1,500 of our Hawaii brothers are incarcerated.
Aloha, brothers.
For those that are on the outside, we would love to see you on Sunday for a 10 a.m. service at Free Inside Church, First Assembly of God in Wahiawa at 300 Wilikina Drive, or just come and join me at 612 Eisenberg, Lamb of God Church and Bible School at 10 a.m.
Hallelujah. Do you have a prayer request? You can contact us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com, and our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. Are you in need of an MC, someone to do a wedding? You need an inspirational speaker, or maybe you just want to give feedback about the program? Reverend Bulla and Pastor Kaua would love to hear from you. Even if you just need a word of encouragement, call Bulla at 808-222-2822.
Hey, we couldn't have this program right here on 99.5 FM The Word if it wasn't for our generous primary sponsor, Mark and Mary Benson and Danny Asau of
Honolulu Ford.
Hey, do you need a better vehicle, a good vehicle, or just want to trade in your vehicle? Go down there, check out Mark or check out Danny, but don't go on Sunday, because on Sunday
they rest.
And we could not be on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona if we did not have our sponsors, Fishers of Men Ministries Congregation and Pastor Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahelona.
God bless Fishers of Men.
Last but not least, we have our spiritual covering by First Assembly of God Red Hills Senior Pastor Clayton Cohen and his lovely wife Sharon.
God bless First Assembly of God.
Here's a special announcement. Mark your calendars. Saturday, January 2nd, 2016, at 4 p.m. at Aloha Stadium, God's Ohana Day Statewide Prayer Watch, calling all families, churches, and communities to worship the King of Kings and to pray for His kingdom, Hawaii, the nation, and the world.
Amen.
See you soon at this annual event. Let's kick it off right at 2016.
Start the year off right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, normally, we'd be listening to something like this on this night.
Selah, yes.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Usually.
But we're not going to listen to that because we've got this guy in the house tonight.
Aloha.
That's right.
We've got Dr. Kwan.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love this song.
Soothing to the soul today. I'm always blessed when I get a chance to come on and speak on the word of God on the airways.
Amen.
It's just a beautiful fellowship, an opportunity to speak to people because people need the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why we are.
It's word of encouragement, right,
yes.
Pastor?
Word of
he found the ticket. He's got his own fans again. That's incredible.
Oh, yes. You know, they came. Okay.
Moni, it's always a time to go here. It's time to go. It's always a blessing to have you come into the studio with us for this program.
Thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
This is the radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. And like we always say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked up. Now, to go into the prison and do the ministry that we do, it takes a little gumption. It takes a little courage. And I don't think there's anyone else better that can sing this right before we get into your message. But we've got a song by Mariah Peters, and it's called
No One Ever Told Brave. Me This Would Be Easy. But I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Hallelujah. Love Hallelujah.
That's like an anthem song,
it
you know.
Is.
And you know, I made mention of that earlier before the song that we needed the courage to go into the prisons to do the ministry that we do. But the truth be told, in all essence, we don't need the courage. We need Jesus.
Yes,
Amen.
We
see, because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. No
Hallelujah.
Weapon formed against Amen. Us shall prosper.
No weapon.
A lot of you, if you're in a situation and you said, I need courage, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. Let me stand and on top of where I'm at. I'm going to jump on my soapbox just for a second here. Ooh. You don't need courage. What you need is Jesus Christ.
J-E-S-U-S.
If you're in a situation and that situation is overwhelming you, you need Jesus Christ.
Reach
if you're fighting
out to the
a
Lord.
Sickness or an addiction or affliction right now, if you've got the bottle to your lips and the needle in your arm and a doobie in your hand, you don't need any of that. What you need is Jesus. Like Solomon said, I tried everything in the world, and without Christ, my life is futile. It is nothing. It is a vast wasteland.
Wow. Ooh.
You know, that's and I'm just telling you, he's not a way. Jesus is
the way.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. The only way you're going to get to the Father is through him.
Yes.
So I implore you tonight to listen to the powerful message that Pastor Kwan has. But there's a burning desire after our recent trip to the world, our 20th trip for my wife and I. That's right. We don't go to Disneyland. I don't go to Epcot Center. I don't go to Knott's Berry Farm. I don't check out an NFL football game. I would love to do all of that. But the Lord has put a burning desire to save the lost.
Amen.
To go into the prisons and take the gospel
Especially
and the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Especially now.
Guys, you got to look around. Just watch the news. The end times aren't near, they're here.
It's happening.
Chaos
right
is
now.
Running amok.
Yes, it is.
And all I'm saying, if you don't know Jesus, I pray you don't die. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now, right here,
right now.
I just pray you don't mock him.
We cannot be distracted. We need to keep focused on Jesus to accomplish the tasks that he has put us to.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. What a special time tonight is going to be.
Amen. Hallelujah.
With the word of God and, you know, not just the word of God, but the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
You know, in the worship of God, it, you know, every time in the
worship
presence of
Wednesday.
God, it just draws us to tears.
To
tears to see that how so small a speck we are, but how great he is and all. It ain't about anything we do.
It's not about us.
And it's all about what Jesus Christ
is about. It's all
about him. Hallelujah.
You know, and every time when I get together with all of us here, Free Inside, my family of God, everyone.
Yes.
There's a driving message to encourage believers.
Yes.
Never give up.
Jesus loves you.
You know, just keep growing because based on all the word of God, we're just growing from glory to glory.
Yes.
We're just moving and expanding our thoughts and minds.
Thank you,
we're not
Lord.
Philosophers. We're just born-again believers,
Hallelujah.
Fishers of men.
Hallelujah.
You know, and what's important is it's not, like I said, what we do, but when the word of God just comes alive in us.
Amen.
We're kingdom builders.
Yes, hallelujah.
We're kingdom builders.
That's who we are.
You know, I come from a different
KBs,
church.
You have we're
a
KBs.
Different church, but we're just here for kingdom building.
That's right. That's
Amen.
To whoever is listening on this radio right now, whether you're in prison, you're ACO over there, or you're one of the staff, anything. Jesus Christ, as he said, is the only way.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And that's why we come
Hallelujah.
From the book of Psalms tonight.
Yes.
Psalms chapter 1, and we're just going to go through the first three verses and just share the goodness of God because
Amen.
All that he has will encourage us no matter what we're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's the amplified version of Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly or following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest, where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Can't wait to hear what yours has to say.
My wonderful message Bible, Psalms 1:1-3. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Saloon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. Bula?
Thank God.
Well, you know, this is in the Bible, it says this is the way of the righteous and the end of the ungodly. You can't have it both.
That's
you can't
right.
play both sides of the fence. You've got to,
you it know, don't
and,
work.
And I was just telling somebody today because they're going through some trials and tribulations that they were going through, and I says, I'd rather die right than live wrong.
Right.
I'd rather die on the side of righteousness, knowing that I'm on my way to heaven, than playing the games of the world and have a meeting with the devil waiting for me.
Amen, yes. Bula.
You know, because That's we've got to stand for something. If you believe in eternity, if you believe in the salvation that the Lord has allowed you, you know where your destination is because you know your identification. You see, if you know your identity, then you have a destiny. But if you don't know who you are or what you are, then you don't know where you're going, but you're going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
So you identify yourself as a son or a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then that means you belong as an heir to the kingdom of God. You're headed to the kingdom of heaven. So earth is just a very brief stop. But you know that everything you should be doing now should be contributing to where you're going to end up.
That's right.
You know, we tell our kids that all the time. We say, if you study hard now, when you go to college, it's going to be all right. You see, you've already identified your child as going to college. That is your dream. That is your aspiration. Yes. But, you know, it's somewhat like that of salvation. If you know that you're going to heaven, you know if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then everything you should do should be on the path that he has ordained before every step you take. Now, though you may fall to the left or the right, he is still the light in front of you. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank
and we
you,
bring
Lord.
It back to the cross all the time. But, you see, if you know where you're going, then you know what you should be doing. Everything after that becomes a choice.
Oh.
Becomes a choice because we know what to do, but we don't do
what we know
to do. Thank you, Jesus, for such a beautiful interpretation there.
Amen.
And you know, as you said tonight, my Bible says the righteous are blessed.
Hallelujah.
You know, we love that blessed part. But when we search the scriptures and what he's really speaking to us, you know, is just a follow-up of the goodness of God in creating a man of God.
Hallelujah.
That will stand upon his word.
Amen.
You know, from the Old Testament, these laws are written, and in the Psalms, it comes down. Excuse me. But it still encourages us. There needs to be a transformation. There needs to be a change. And there needs to be some breaking of the habits and some rethinking in our minds. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes clearly to remind us how Paul writes in Romans, you know, to renew your, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, hallelujah.
Your thinking, yes.
Thank
rethinking
God for that.
Everything, hallelujah. Yeah. But in the Psalms, as it comes tonight, yes, it truly stands out and says, blessed is the man. But there's some things that this man is guided by. There's some things that this man must follow.
Chew on scripture day and night.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Chew on it. And it's
drill on God's word.
Right. It's a comparison, like, yeah, godly and ungodly.
Amen.
But, you know, we all, as I heard one pastor call it, we all dirt bags.
That's right.
You know, we all came from the dirt.
I agree with Pastor Barry.
We all dirt bags. We were shaped, God, in the beginnings. He formed that dirt and blew in us, and here we are, man.
Amen.
But, you know, there's a whole lot of things that got to be changed in our lives. But as this man, in the second verse says, he delights. You know, there's something about that word delights that is in our English translation. We think about it. He'll always occupy his thoughts. But it's just a really soundness directed towards it. It's not only his mind, it's heart. He makes, as he said, a choice, a conscious choice to do things differently, to follow after God. And you know, that is hard because in our nature, we develop certain habits to struggle through. But God here has a way that is so clear, and he describes it.
Amen.
That this man shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers. He'll always have a source.
Yes,
he'll
source.
Always have his source. And he will always draw from that right source.
Mm.
And he will have such words that says in the Amplified, happy, prosperous, enviable,
yes,
submissive, you know, and dwells upon following the advice of the word of God. Praise God.
Yeah, you know what I really love about the Message Bible in the third verse? When it talks about, of course, being the tree replanted, but it talks about bearing fresh fruit every month. You know, that's a question we have to ask ourselves as believers. And if we're following the Great Commission that the Lord has put us on that path, do we have fresh fruit?
That's a good point.
Is our tree blooming?
Yes.
Our tree barren?
Yes.
You know, it's one of those look in the mirror and so what?
Well, you know, I know there's people listening tonight. They say, oh yeah, you guys are all churchy people, right? You delight yourself in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. I kind of think about this thing day and night. I kind of, you know, there's no way. Let me offer you this scenario. Do you remember your first boyfriend? Do you remember your first girlfriend?
Oh yeah.
What did you meditate about? Does she love me or does she like me? Does she love me or she just love me? What is she wearing now? What is he doing right now? Is he thinking about me? It consumed every ounce of your mental capacity.
Every ounce.
Someone of the opposite sex. And so when you tell me that cannot, I want to tell you can, because you have already done that. Yeah. It might not have been a boy or girl. It could have been your first bicycle. It could have been your first surfboard. It could have been your first dog. You had something in front of you that consumed you in all that you did. All I'm saying is if you've done it once, have faith. You can do it again. And it'll have better results.
You know, as you've said that, I agree with that. Day and night, you can meditate on something that is an amen. You can. It's not pondering either. You will meditate upon it. But I like the imagery that it's showing here, how you can be prosperous. And I don't say it with financial prosperity.
Amen.
Prosperous in every area of your life. But as the image of what's showing here, the tree that's planted by the water, its source. Mm. Our source is God Himself.
That's right.
And when we ask God to forgive us and come into our lives, He becomes that true source unto us. There's not only blessed, there's hope, there's evidence of true things. He decrees what you're reading here is God saying the tree shall be prosperous no matter what.
Amen.
Because of the source that is there. And so just like us, we may feel that we are apart when we do things or we don't follow after, we don't read. You know, that's our religious mind. You know what I mean? We just religion. We got to do these things. But God got to start someplace.
Amen.
And then when we get closer, when we go through trials, when it's like the times like this, when it's quiet, you're sitting, you think you're all alone. You're not alone.
Never alone.
God is with you.
Thank you, God.
He's sitting right there. He's dwelling there. He's actually a part of you. It's just you don't notice him right there.
Hallelujah.
But thank God, you're going to be that tree. When you read this word, you're going to be that tree. It is what God has already decreed as you work upon it and you do it. It may take a little while. You know, got to dig all the weeds around the place and throw it all out. But God's prosperous word. You know, the rabbi spoke upon these, the writings. Psalms was very important to the Judeo-Christian community. Mm-hmm. But the word of God that comes to us, when we see how they applied it according to their lives, as they built, as they lived, and they grew, it is for us to use that example. We that are now sons and daughters of our great King of Kings.
King of Kings.
That we can abide in it. And He has afforded everything in heaven for all of us here on this earth.
Thank you, God.
And to do the will of God and to do the works of God and to follow after Him. Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, it's over here. And it's a very easy formula for those of you that are thinking, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Take a breath. Take a breath.
Yep.
When you look at the end of verse 3, it says, and whatever he does shall prosper. Everybody wants to be in that position. But go all the way back up to the beginning in the first verse. It says, blessed is the man. We all want to be blessed. But listen, these are the conditions. These are the parameters. These are the requirements so you can get all the way down to prosper. It says, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You got to cut some OP off from hanging around you. Nor stands in the path of sinners. If you're not standing in the path of sinners, that's a better place to be. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. It's talking about separation right here. Because when you are locked up, I'm not making light of your situation, but there is some separation. But don't look at it as separation.
Look at it as
mm-hmm. preparation.
Yep. Amen.
Don't look at it as a time of desperation. It is a time of preparation. Yes. You have been isolated, you think, and the isolation is part of your preparation. Mm-hmm. Right here in the book of Psalms, it is telling you, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, there's a lot of ungodly guys in prison, but there are many godly brothers and sisters there also.
Yes.
Go find them.
Watch the voice you're listening to.
And the reason that what you do shall prosper, it's going to be of God, because earlier in the verse it says, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So if you're thinking and contemplating everything that is good in God, it's going to prosper. You know why? Because it gives God all the glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I like that because also in another book in Psalms, I'm sorry, not another book, another chapter, 119 verse 11, the word of God is very important. It also decrees it, but it also says this, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. How important is that word that will set a course, set a structure, put the boundaries, set the lines that we walk into and follow it. When we follow it, the Word of God will produce what it said it will, even though our lives may not show forth of this evidence. But it takes faith in God, gentlemen, ladies, everyone that is listening tonight. Jesus Christ is the hope for us all.
Amen.
And all we need to do is believe. Start by believing and then study. Just study the Word of God in its truth and in its abundance.
And you know, a lot of that comes through discussion. You kind of just keep reading to yourself and keep it all boxed up in your head. Because you see, you might be book smart. You might have some guys there that can quote the scriptures left, right, upside down, sleeping in the shower, walking to chow. Yeah. But do they know the author? The last time I checked, I'd rather be authorized than bookerized. It's about that perfect relationship. It's about that relationship Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want to be authorized. I know the author. I don't know the Bible as well as a lot of people. But what I do know, I live. And I live for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Guys, the journey of 10,000 steps started with one step. I don't expect you guys to be the eschatological, hermeneutical, exegesis, I say Jesus, pontificator of all things written by the Lord and thought inspired by the Word of God. But if you just know one verse, we start there. Live that verse. If you know two verses, that's great. That's wonderful.
Amen. I'd like to pray with you tonight because, you know, with all that we've been encouraging you by, we truly need the mercy of God.
Hallelujah.
We need His grace.
Yes, we do, Father.
But you know, His presence is here with us tonight.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
And I'm just going to pray this prayer. Blessed Father, Lord, we just thank Lord. You for this precious moment. And Lord, we know not what goeth on after this, but we trust You that Your Word will encourage us.
We're here right now.
Lord. And help us, Lord, to submit to You, that you will make the changes in us.
Yes, Lord.
By us submitting to Your will and to Your authority this night. Lord, to be like that tree that is planted, You have already decreed it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to believe it and to make the right steps. Help us in Jesus' name this night, to all the listeners, in Jesus' name, bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, if you want to be part of the blessings, we want to give you that opportunity. And you got to realize that God is the multiplier of all multipliers. And whatever you give us at the program, He's going to multiply even more. So it's not the money that makes this program move forward. It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because we're Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. But if you would like to do that, the easiest way is to get onto the website. That's www.freeinsideministry.org. And there's a donation tab on the upper part of the page. It's safe and it's secure. You can make a one-time donation or you can make a monthly donation, however the Lord might move you. But rest assured that every dollar that comes in goes to sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. We derive no income because we're investing into the outcome.
The outcome.
And we're going to find that outcome in heaven above.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But we want to thank each and every one of you. You know,
yes,
it's been,
hallelujah.
It's always a special time where we get to come together and share the Word of God together. You know, it's iron sharpens iron. Get sparks, you know, get a little bit fire here and there, but it's
thank
all
you, Lord.
Good.
Praise God.
And if you've been listening to this program, you've got to know where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
And that you're all, when that you're too stressed.
Too blessed.
You're too, I'm stressed right now.
Yeah.
But you're too blessed.
To be stressed.
You're listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.